Tools of the Dragon Lord, a Merlin fanfic by Itachi Tachi, read by Sophonisba. Oh my god! It's, not a big deal, actually. Not a big deal! Merlin, you have a utility belt! And Merlin had to admit, it was a pretty fucking awesome utility belt. It had 8 compartments, 2 of which were strategically placed so as to be nearly invisible. It was a classy brushed steel to match the silver accents of his superhero costume, and it was lined in soft leather. Her boy deserved the very best, Huneth had said when she had given it to him. It had belonged to his father, the original Dragon Lord. Until today, only his mother had known his secret. Merlin had a feeling he had made something of a mistake telling Will, who was now grinning at him alarmingly, as if the world had suddenly exploded with possibilities. And perhaps it had. "Imagine the things you could do with the stuff you have in here," Will said, rubbing his hands together and sounding as if he was doing exactly that. "Some of this equipment requires a trained professional," Merlin warned, but that only made Will's eyes light up brighter. And that was how he ended up tied spread-eagle to the bed with his own dragon lasso. It was made of a soft, flexible yet sturdy material, and doubled as the cord for his dragon grappling hook. "I have handcuffs in there, you know," Merlin protested. "You could have used them instead." "This is more exciting," Will said, tugging Merlin's trousers to his knees. Merlin wriggled in assistance, then waited patiently for Will to get down to business, but he didn't. Instead, Will just sat there, staring between Merlin's increasingly impatient dick and the shiny silver utility belt still lying on the side of the bed. "Will," Merlin whined. "Just a minute," Will said, and went fishing in one of the more out-of-the-way pockets. "Is this seriously a flamethrower? That's fucking awesome, man! Don't touch that!" This was a bad idea. "Oh, God," Merlin said, when Will came at him with the dragon vision goggles. "These don't work if you don't turn them on, right?" Will said, as he secured them over Merlin's eyes. "So they're better than a blindfold, right?" "Fuck you," Merlin said, now blinking into blackness. Will laughed, loud, and then Merlin felt him tracing his fingers along his cheek, against the edge of the goggles, tight to Merlin's skin. He buried the urge to shiver, turning his face away. "Now, what else have we got in here?" Will murmured. And then there was the unmistakable shing of metal. Merlin's heart jumped into double time. "Those aren't toys, Will," he said, shaky. "Put them back. I always wondered how sharp your little boomerang whatsits were," Will said, voice low and awed, and coming from right between Merlin's legs. "Damn." "Please be careful," Merlin breathed, and then there came the touch of cool metal to the side of his cock. It was the flat side, but Merlin knew how sharp the edges were, how close. Will's breath came and teased at the head of his dick, hot, and Merlin's eyes squeezed shut under the goggles. He clenched his fists against the rope and concentrated very hard on not moving an inch as Will leaned down and sucked at the tip of his cock. The metal slid down toward the base, warmed now from his skin, but still thrilling, a dangerous pleasure. A whimper worked its way up from the back of Merlin's throat. Will pulled off abruptly, his free hand coming to fist roughly at Merlin's cock and the blade sliding to tickle Merlin's hip. "These are fucking sharp," Will said, pausing to lick at Merlin's cock between his fingers. "You ever cut yourself with one? Did it hurt?" Merlin groaned, jerking his wrists. He had cut himself, twice. He hadn't even felt it at first, the blades were so sharp. Never even noticed until he saw the blood and the wounds started to sting. Maybe Will had cut him already. Would he be able to tell? "I could fucking shave you with this, it's so sharp," Will mumbled, scraping fingers through Merlin's pubes once, then pulling as he sucked Merlin down again. Merlin shook his head furiously, hips shuddering against the blade, and came on Will's tongue. The end.